Relationships can be difficult. Relationships can be difficult. Because just this week, Allison and I were having a conversation. And it revolved around this afternoon there's a golf event that I could be a part of. Or, at the same time, I could go to her brother's birthday party. So we went around about this for a while, and so I decided, well, I'll ask my friends on Sunday morning. So, who says I can go play golf? Raise your hand. You guys are just kidding me, right? You just want to cause trouble? Who says I should go to the birthday party? Raise your hand. Well, the decision has been made. She already told me that I'm going to the birthday party. I want to share with you the picture from a card I received for Father's Day, and it says awkward family photos. It shows the little girl in her bathing suit doing a face plant on what looks like a slip and slide and her father behind her. Inside it says, "Thank you for pushing me to always go further." And I think of that as I reflect upon God's relationship with Abraham and God's relationship with each one of us. Because God says to Abram, "Walk before me and be blameless." How can this be? As I look at that, isn't God supposed to lead us? How are we to be without blame? And if we are in front of God, is God pushing us from behind? And will God prod us so hard that we may indeed fall on our faces? So what does this mean when God says this? As we look at a very checkered history between Abram and God. The Abram story begins in Genesis chapter 12, where we're introduced. And it links Abram with prior writings in the covenant history of Israel. The story of the garden, the story of the flood. Next week there's the story of the Exodus. All of these covenant relationships that are emphasized. But the relationship with Abram begins, "Go to the land that I will show you." Go, Abram is told. And God says, "I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great." And there we get insight into this covenant promise, where God is the one who says, "I will." Where God will continue to create. And God creates to benefit and to support creation. And so we read then in the story that Abram goes, and that a famine comes upon the land. And what is it then that Abram does? He leaves the land that God had promised him. He goes to Egypt. Later on in the story, we have Abram questioning God. "What will you give me? For I continue childless. How am I to know I will possess this land? Sarai has not yet borne a child, not one." And so they put their own plan in place rather than continue to wait on God. Even though God had promised, "I will, I will, I will." And Abram fathers a child with an Egyptian slave girl. We and our plans. There were two boys who were talking, and one of them says to the other, "You know, every night before I go to bed, I pray for a bicycle." And his friend says, "Well, you don't just pray for stuff to get. Prayer doesn't work that way." They see them one another a couple days later. And he says, "Got myself a bicycle." His friend was curious, "How did that happen?" He says, "I stole it. And then I asked God for forgiveness." So it is when we're left to our own ways. But let us look and study. What does it mean to us now? Walk before me and be blameless. Walk before me can be translated literally to walk looking at my face. The emphasis then is that there is nothing between Abram and God. Nothing between them. Walk before me, for God has prepared the way, has set the path to travel. And Abram then is to walk with confidence, and that he will not be alone in this journey. And the message can be said for us as well today. And to be blameless. To be blameless is not about personal accomplishment. It's not about perfection. It's not about seeking some sort of piety in our lives. But it is to be integrated. To be brought into. To unify and to blend. And then with that relationship, God is to have an integral part. And we recognize and we realize that we're integrated in the relationship with God only by God's grace. That God makes things right. And thus then we are to call upon that same grace in our relationships with one another. The result of this grace that God shares with us is to be reflected in who we are and all that we do. When we read about the changing of the names of Abram and Sarai, it signifies a clean slate, a new beginning. Just as we are a people of new beginnings, each and every day, with the relationship that has been established with us. And so Abram continues to get reassurance along with the role himself he is to take on. "This is my covenant," God says, "between you and me." Abram will have family, he will have land, and he will be blessed. And with these gifts of grace, Abram is to extend that covenant to the entire world. That God's life-giving work in creation is to be extended beyond any borders and any limits. Expands a common bond with all nations and with all peoples. Looking beyond the borders, to the possibilities that exist. All are to be part of God's promising activity. All are engaged on behalf of this creating work to be a witness and to be open to the possibilities that exist in front of us. A passerby was walking across a bridge that was very high above the river. And on that bridge there was a man who seemed about to jump. The passerby says, "Don't do it. God loves you." The man says, "Nobody loves me." The man says, "God loves you. Do you believe in God?" The man says, "Yes." The passerby asks, "Are you a Christian?" The man says, "Yes." The passerby says, "Me too." "Are you Protestant or Catholic?" he asks. The man on the bridge says, "Protestant." The passerby says, "Me too." "What denomination are you?" And the man says, "Baptist." The passerby says, "Me too." This bond beginning to form between these two strangers. Northern or Southern? The man says, Northern. Passerby says, me too. Northern conservative or Northern liberal? Northern conservative, he says. Me too. Great Lakes region or Eastern region? He says, Great Lakes. Me too. So the passerby asks one more time, Northern Conservative Baptist Great Lakes Region Council of 1879 or 1912? Man says 1912. Passerby looks at him and says, in that case, go ahead and jump. But this is covenant relationship that God establishes. We are to explore the possibilities, embrace the possibilities that all are to be engaged in this creating work. When we read the story of Abram and as he lived, we see many times there is a breakdown on this harmonious relationship that God attempts to establish. The breakdowns lead to division and they lead to tension. It seems to illustrate, yes, all of those things that come between us and God as we too live with this tension. But yet, with Abram and with us, the covenant proclamation continues to sound out. We continue to celebrate that covenant that God establishes with us and is forever faithful. God once again proclaims His covenant promise to Abram. You will give rise to nations. Kings shall come from Sarah. And then we read in the next verse that Abraham, now with his new name, and the new covenant promise established once again, fell on his face. And he laughed. He laughed. And we have to look at the absurdity of the relationship that God establishes with us. This covenant that God makes and all the things that God says, I will do for you. And how in so many ways we fail and fall short. But that covenant promise is established day after day after day as we are renewed, each and every one. There is a certainty in that relationship. Walk before me and be blameless. God calls us to walk before Him, for the way is prepared. And yes, maybe God will push and prod us some along that way and we will fall on our faces. But we will be picked up. We will be set right. And called once again to go forward, time after time after time. Amen.